The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
Well, when the band plays that tune, it's time to talk about another new movie with our resident film reviewer, Matt O'Lean. And you went to Suspiria? Is that how I pronounce that?
Yes. This is a sort of remake, but not really, of Dario Argento's 1977 cult film about a bunch of girls at a dance academy in Berlin, and weird things are going on. Witches may be about. The house mothers may be witches. And this is very different from the original. I want to tell people that immediately. Some fans of the original may not be as wild about this. Luca Guadagnino is the director. Now, he is very hot right now, Doug. Call Me By Your Name is the film he did last year, which received multiple Oscar nominations. He did a very interesting film called A Bigger Splash a few years ago with Tilda Swinton and Matthias Schoenaerts, and Swinton is in this as well.
Yeah.
I really like this movie. Guadagnino infuses this story with kind of his own style, and you feel like you're watching a 70s movie. He sort of has techniques he uses that Argento may have used in the 70s. The film takes place in the 70s. Amidst some things going on in Germany at the time, including references to a terrorist hijacking at the time. There's Holocaust references. There's a lot of things going on in this movie. But basically, this film centers around a young dancer from America played by Dakota Johnson, who's not my favorite actress, by the way, who enters the dance academy and strange, strange things start happening. Tilda Swinton plays the kind of leader of the dance girls. She's the house mother, the dancer. The visuals on this are so interesting, Doug, and I'm really baffled by some of the negative critical reaction that has come down for this movie, and I wonder if the length of the film, 150 minutes it clocks in at, is keeping the box office down. I also wonder, among traditional horror fans, if there's just not enough gore and maybe the shocks don't come early enough in the movie, if that's a factor as well. But some of the camera choreography in the in these scenes, Doug, is just brilliant. There's an early scene, a cross-cutting scene between a routine Dakota Johnson's doing and cross-cutting to this dancer named Olga, who suffers a rather grisly end. And that is a wonderful scene. There's a big dance performance near the end of the film that's phenomenally well filmed. This is one of the most visually interesting films of the year. It's different. It's weird. It's interesting. You might not be able to figure out what's all going on, but I admire Guadagnino for the approach he took in this film.
So you say you're not impressed with Dakota Johnson as an actor,
no.
And I would share that opinion. How's she as a dancer?
The dance routines come off very good. All of the actresses are very good in the dance routines, so they really pull that off. The big thing that's the most impressive thing on this film, Doug, is the makeup and Tilda Swinton's performance. So Tilda Swinton plays three roles in this movie. She is not only the leader of the house, she shows up late in the film in a rather eerie and odd way, and she also plays an 82-year-old man who's a doctor investigating the weird goings-on, because in the first scene of the film, he encounters a runaway dancer played by Chloe Grace Moretz, who is telling him all the strange stuff. She escaped from the house. This is crazy. There are witches. There's spells going on. There's sacrifices. And he investigates. And Swinton plays a man in this movie. She's pulling Peter Sellers' duty here, basically. This is back to Peter Sellers' territory when he used to do things like this.
But this is more realistic, I take it, than Peter Sellers.
Right. Sellers would play, you know, Queen Victoria for laughs. You believe she's a man. Now, I can tell it's Tilda Swinton, but it's an amazing transformation. She's a great actress. I think she should be Oscar nominated. And the makeup of her as a man reminded me of like Dustin Hoffman in Little Big Man. It's so good. You know, we've talked about, Doug, sometimes old age makeup on actors is terrible. This is 4 hours every day. She was sitting there getting made up as a man. She's a marvelous actress, and I think this should be rewarded. And the makeup is just phenomenal. So I really did like this film a lot. A lot of my friends who like the film are younger that went through film school, and some of the critics who are maybe a little older have not liked the film. So I don't know if there's a generational thing going on there. But I like daring movies. It's a daring visual film. You've got to pay attention. I would suggest going to the bathroom before you start the film. It's 150 minutes long. I think it's one of the most interesting films of the year.
Is Dario Argento still with us?
He is still with us. He is 78 years old.
Is this an homage to him?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what Guadagnino's intentions were as homage to him. Jessica Harper has a cameo. She was in the first movie. She has a cameo in this movie that's very interesting. It's really its own film. I don't know that you have to have seen the 1977 film to actually see this movie.
It's just curious that they set it at the same time.
They did set it in the same time. And I think there's one criticism I have of the film. There's almost too many subplots going on. There's a Holocaust subplot. There's this hijacking, the terrorist hijacking, the Bader-Meinhof thing that happened in the late 70s in Germany. I almost think there's too many things going on, and sometimes you lose track of what's going on at the dance school, the dance academy. And it is a little hard to follow. I did talk to a couple of people after the movie when I saw it a Friday night that were really baffled by the movie, but some others have just raved about this movie. But I would recommend this. It is in release now. I don't know how much box office it's going to do because it's not your typical horror movie.
Well, I look forward to seeing Tilda Swinton. She is an Oscar winner, after all.
She is.
And this is an audacious role, it sounds like. Mm-hmm. I mean, doing all of those different particular characters.
Also, I want to remember two people in the film industry, very important. Stan Lee, of course, the main man at Marvel Comics for years, but of course had cameos in all of the Marvel films, and he was so closely tied to the Marvel film universe. He will be sorely missed. I know fans are very upset about this. He was ailing and 95 years old, but clearly he left his mark on pop culture. Also, two-time Oscar-winning screenwriter William Goldman has died at 87. He was a phenomenal screenwriter. He was a script doctor that people used to bring in to help fix scripts. He won the Oscar for Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid and All the President's Men. Really a famed screenwriter.
Well, my Oscar trivia question this week. Only six horror films have been nominated for Best Picture. The first one nominated was about 44 years ago. So that's the clue I'll give you. Which one is the only one of those six to have won Best Picture?
Well, The Exorcist was the first one I think you're looking for, Doug.
That is
back
right.
Back in 73. Is Silence of the Lambs considered a horror movie?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, then that's your winner.
That's the winner. How about that movie in 1976 that might or might not be considered a horror movie because it featured a creature?
And it was up for Best Picture?
And it was up for Best Picture.
Star Wars.
Jaws.
Jaws. 75, yeah.
And okay. Then there was one in 1999.
Do you mean the year the films were released?
The year the film was released. Considered in 2000. The Sixth Sense.
Oh, well, The Sixth Sense. Yeah, I was just going to spit it out when you said that, yes.
And one was produced in or released in 2010 and was up for the award in 2011, featured
Black Swan.
That is, yep. Natalie Portman, mm-hmm. Another dancing movie.
Yes, and
then,
it was.
Then most recently, just last year.
Last year. Oh, Get Out.
That's correct. Out. We've been to the movies with Matt Holine.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.